Blog Talk Radio.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale, I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you.
Centric Church. Applause that Luke gets when he plays the guitar, isn't it, Luke?
That freaked me out for a sec because I thought the song was over once you said good evening. I thought there was like another like trippy miracle thing going down.
No, it's the song. I know, no. Miracle. It's probably a miracle, though. Must be a miracle.
There's no
miracle.
Miracles on this show. That was sarcasm.
Amen.
There's plenty of miracles.
Guys, we've got a cool show tonight. Everybody's being brought together. I hope everybody enjoyed the morning show. If you didn't get to listen to it, please check it out. A lot of great sharing that was on there from Christine and Chris from PA. And John Doe got on and shared with us for a little bit. Love you, brother. Pat shared for a while. She had to just get... But a lot of good stuff, and it's still the same theme. It's strengthening the bride of Christ. All of us need to be strengthened, brought up, and all of our brothers and sisters here are powerful people. And there's a couple, my wife had got a word today, and she got a lot of the blog updated, guys, so she's been busy working, and she spent a bunch of time today getting a lot of messages posted that people have sent, so... and she got the ones from Katie's words that were in chat from the other night, and I'm thinking about going ahead and reading them. It's a long read, but I think it's very good. So God bless you, Katie. Thank you for sharing that stuff in chat, and thank you, Ashley, for getting that stuff on the blog. The word that I'm going to start with right away is the word that my wife got today, and the title of it's called Completion. So here it goes. Do not fear what is happening. I have you all in the palm of my hand. My Father controls everything from the first breath to the last. My love is with thee. My love is in thee. I am your guardian and your protector. Though darkness abounds and surrounds you, you are protected in my glory. I see everything that is happening now, and I am pleased that you turn only to me. I am your strength, your strong tower. The Tower of Babel is unfinished. It is incomplete because nothing comes to completion without my strength. On your own, nothing is possible, but I am your enabler. I am completion in you. Let me complete my work in you, and you will be glorified. You will be magnified in my kingdom as a perfected child of my Father because of me. I am Yeshua. I am the Creator. Does a Creator not need a finisher? I am the finisher. I will put the beautifying touches on you. You will become everything I made you to be. Everything. One step at a time, I am bringing you home. There are many meanings for home. It's more than a heavenly place to live. Home is security, completeness, the finish line. When I say you are coming home, it is more than a promise to be with me and my Father in heaven. It is the end. It is to come full circle on your journey, and it's a process. Coming, it continues. It's not just something you do one time. It's something you've been doing. Think of how you've come from childhood to adolescence, and adolescence to adulthood, and to maturity. You've come so far, and you still have distance to come. I am exceedingly pleased and proud of you. You have many rewards and treasures in heaven, just for letting me bring you here. Yes, I brought you. I have carried you every day. You are a great example and display of my power through your submission and trust to the world you are leaving behind and to the kingdom you are about to enter. Have you considered why those who believe in me are called saints? It's an honor, not a word chosen lightly. Be blessed, my saints. You are my love, Yeshua. And this is this one little thing he said right after for you, and she said he was really excited. He's like, I'm coming for you. Be ready. Be excited. I cannot wait to have you all with me. That word, that was a good word. Thanks, Luke, for chiming in there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was, like, totally just thinking about it. Sorry, yeah, good word.
So, like I said, guys, this is on the blog. I'm going to read Katie's word, and it's pretty long, so everybody get you a little soda and a cookie or something, because this is a lot to read. So I'm going to get a drink of my anointed Diet Pepsi. There we go. I'm anointed now. Thank you, Lord. So, okay, this is the words that Katie had put into chat the other night when Judy had talked about in one of her videos about how messages came pouring out and been pretty excited about getting these words up. And I'd heard some because of Raina had posted some in the morning show here the other day. And so I'm very happy to read these. These are very encouraging words, and I hope everybody is ready. So, beautiful word. The title for this one here on the Rapture-Centric blog is Beautiful Words from Jesus, Must Read. These are the words received by Katie while chatting with other Rapture-Centric brides after a recent evening show. Jesus says, for the first time, I feel like I'm part of this church. You all make me so very proud, and I'm honored. Hearing you uplift each other uplifts me and my Father. Because you uplift each other, you surely will all be lifted up soon. You will be glorified, magnified. Nothing you are doing for me is in vain. Children, I am going to continue to show you more. Don't let any doubt cloud your mind and hearts in this time, for Satan is truly trying to destroy your hope. I am with you now. Do not be discouraged or forget. My time is perfect. Everything you want, I hold in my hands. Be prepared to endure till the end, but the end has come, has now come. They don't all understand or see it. I ask how. How do they not see all the signs I give? Do they not want to love me? Do they not see me? I created them. I created life, love, and true happiness. What is it about me they don't love? Please, I don't understand. Feeling powerless? You are power. What is power? You. My bride is my power. You must not take for granted what I have signed you up for. What you are called to be part of is rare. Rare, I say. I don't let anyone be a part of my church, my kingdom. It is only for those that love me and truly seek my ways. Understand that it is not much longer. I am eagerly waiting for the perfect time. Children, I enjoy speaking to you now. The Spirit is strong. Take this opportunity and use it to seek me out more, for there is hardly time. Please know that everything you are struggling with is nothing new or unknown to me. I have so much grander plans, so much more in store. Your desires will be more than fulfilled, and every day you reside on this earth is only bringing more glory and honor to my name. Therefore, you shall realize your honor is being magnified even more in my kingdom by the day. Do not thank me, children, for you have earned this. You are more than a conqueror, and you endured. So much love I have for you, so much more I want to speak. Children, just believe this is my voice and me talking. Hold on just a little longer. You're about to wake up to a brand new day, a brand new day in my kingdom. Wipe your tears, those days are through. Put your head on my shoulder until then. The clouds are moving faster now. Hold on to the one who is holding you. You are about to break through. Believe in my power. My might in you is strongest. Don't doubt your power in me. You are powerful. Keep forgiving those who abuse, hurt, and accuse you. There is freedom in this. Do it tonight so when your head hits the pillow, you can know that you are in the right. Forgive those who keep hurting you because they are hurting themselves. Keep praying for them. They are the only ones truly hurt. Don't be deceived. The enemy wants you to think it's all you. No, it is not you. They are the ones confused, bruised, and confused. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Their battle has not been yet won, but with your prayers and constant faith that I can change their heart, I will. Believe in me so I can save more. My heart is aching for them. It hurts so bad they don't know how lost they truly are. Anyone that hurts you is mocking me. Don't let it hurt you. I've already wiped your tears. You're about to embark on the home you were originally designed for. Keep up the faith. Keep up the work. I'm not quitting on you. Don't quit on me. I want to do more, more with this church. So much more can be done. Just a little longer. I love you. I want you to come home. If you only knew, pray tonight for the lost. Seek me tonight with all your heart. I want to hurry and save you, rescue from the distress. I am eager, willing to come now. I need you to recognize my voice so that you do not get discouraged on the timing. The timing is now. That is all you need to know. Time is on your side. My obedient church, you hold the keys to my kingdom. Don't you see? You have so much power and you neglect it sometimes. The church is so powerful. The church is a true church of love and how I designed the church to be. No other church will ever get to hear me fart and clap in the pews. You are my precious bride, no other like you. I am deeply in love with this church, and the power of the church can move mountains. The church will ascend into heaven with me and will shock the masses. The masses reject me and my true voice, but my beloved bride can't stand to hear any other voice but mine. How I'm so pleased. You only desire my ways. So much is in store for the true bride, if you only knew. Can't you feel it? Can't you taste it? It's drawing so near. I love to reside with you now, but in my kingdom, you will be glorious. Some will bow down to you. You will soon see. So much glory and honor you bring to my Father, and so you will have much glory bestowed upon you. Don't be deceived by any person who resides in the Spirit, not of me and my Father. They are not speaking truth. I am the only truth. Believe that the darkness is closing in as I'm speaking these words. Chaos is abounding everywhere. You are my bride, our you, my bride, are protected because you are close and dear to my heart. Only you see your true destiny because you see through my eyes, the eyes of the Spirit. Shortly you will understand this, church. This is my doing, and my ways will always be magnified. Chris, do not, this is Chris from PA. Chris, do not lean on your strength. I will make you strong. Lean on me. Keep pressing in on what I have in store for you. It is not much longer. Don't fret the days going by, for time is standing still in heaven. Listen to me. I want to tell you that what I have promised you is still true. I love you, son. If residing with me is something you want, then you must endure to the end. I don't make this road easy. I make this road for my toughest warriors. If you were weak, you would not be a part of the bride. Understand this and hear this loud and clear. Only warriors are part of the bride. You're fighting in an unseen battle right now. It's harder than ever, and it's getting bumpier. The world is getting colder, and that is why you no longer fit in. Love has turned cold. I have made it this way. My true bride is the only one who resides in my true love. This true love you have for others and me is a serious gift I do not take lightly. My love is the reason you have eternal life with me. This love you have for me and one another is why you will shortly be given keys to the kingdom. Keep believing in what is unseen. If you do, you will see more. I will show you more of what is hidden from the world. Believe that I can do this. I've already opened your spiritual senses. Can't you see? Is there any denying that I've unplugged you from this world? Trust in me alone. I am never going to fail you. I'm so much more than a provider. I'm so much more than love. You will shortly see. My kingdom will astound you. My love, as you have never seen, you have never experienced. You only want to experience this pure, true love, and that's why I'm taking you. I'm more than mighty to save you, so don't doubt that if you cast out all your cares on me, you will experience more than peace. I will give you more in this late hour. Don't fear what's going on around you. It's all a blur. It's nothing. This time on earth is nothing. Do you hear? It is quickly passing. It's fading. I want you to listen, so if you ever doubt, you will quickly remember these words. I made you a warrior. I made you so much more than average. Go check your mail because there are more than a brown package waiting for you. The gifts I have for you cannot be put in a box. They're much too big. Wait and see, church. Wait and see, bride. I am giving you more, more. Quit letting this world fail you. If it fails you, you aren't looking hard enough at me. Keep your eyes focused on the prize, children. The prize is won. You've already won, children. This is great news. I have never not protected you. Rejoice in these trials. Rejoice in these trials you are going through. They are going to bring so much more honor to my Father. If you only knew how lucky you are to bestow these trials, you would want to endure more. The battle rages on, and my warriors are winning. Winning the souls for eternity. These souls are becoming secure as we speak. Revival will break loose after my rapture-centric church leaves. They will believe by faith because of you. Your small works will do great wonders. You hear me because you listen. Many refuse to listen. I am speaking to all in this time, not some, all. This is truly it. If you can't hear me now, then you never will. I am willing to speak louder, but any louder will be true judgment. And then Katie says, Lord, come quickly. I need you now. I need you more than ever. Please come quickly. And Jesus answered, do not doubt, child. Do not fear. I know you need me. It is only a desire, but a need. I truly am coming. I don't want you to get caught up in the evil any longer. Therefore, you won't. Be ready. Amen.
That was crazy.
Was that not crazy? That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
And Katie wrote all of that?
That was in chat, brother. That's what Judy and everybody was flipping out about. And this is the first time I got to read it today after Ashley got up on the blog. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I really enjoyed my wife's word and everything today. It was very good. It was also very unique. But this word is like, first off, it's like 6 pages long. And he's telling you everything. He's telling you we've won. Telling you to stay in him, telling you, you know, the thing that we've been talking about here is the power. Everybody's powerful. Accept it. accept that we've won, guys. Accept that we're going home.
Man.
Come on, Luke. You got better than man. Come on.
No, I'm, like, speechless. Because it's just funny because, like, I just see how Katie's escalated. She's writing, like, books now. I mean...
Oh, Katie's come such a long way from sitting in her closet.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, at the beginning when everybody was always, like, trying to figure everything out, and Katie was one of them, you know, and now she's getting all this, so it's like, it's crazy. It's awesome.
Mm.
Well, guys, those words there, Pat's on here with us. Hey, Pat.
Hi, guys.
You know,
the words I was sharing there from
Katie there, guys, is exactly what the Lord wants everybody that's listening to know, that he loves you, and you are a warrior. You are powerful. Accept it.
Yeah.
We're going to, Lord, I ask you right now to help everybody that's listening to this show, your bride, all the chosen warriors that you have, to accept your power that you have in them. Let them understand your love and your the power that you've put inside them, of you coming inside them and living in them and carrying us all this way. Lord, I ask everybody that's here that's listening to just ask you to open their spiritual eyes and gain your and become fully aware of the strength you've put into us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It's all about this power, guys. It's the weaving, like Christine said. It's the completion. It's the we've won. The devil's strong, trying to. Actually, Luco, do you want to share that deal, or is it?
I'll share it when it feels right.
Oh, okay. Thanks for making me feel awkward.
Sorry.
You know, the enemy is just everywhere. And he's right. They're mad that you're this close with the Lord, and so the attacks are great, and that's why he says, "Eyes on Jesus, eyes on Jesus, cast all the worldly problems away."
Yeah, amen.
I want to hear some guys. This is what I want to do tonight. Again, I want to do what we did last night. I want you to share your walk. I want you to share how the Lord has strengthened you and how you are a powerful bride. And I want you to speak out. We are all humble here, and we know that. And I want people to share their story about being a powerful bride and what the Lord has done for you. That's what I want you to share. Please do. Don't hold back, guys. I'm telling you, we all hold back. I'm a very humble person. I do not like talking about what the Lord has told me that's in store for me or my gifts or any of those things because I don't want it to do anything. But it's not about that. He's telling you. He has... Lots, you are favored in his love. You are his warrior brides. He's taking you first because of your love and your humility. And so share it so other people can benefit. There's people that aren't at... Okay, what?
I guess I can share it. It's pretty weird,
Go ahead.
I told some of my friends, so like three people maybe. but basically... the Lord revealed to me visually, like, in detail, like, the enemy. They're always watching us.
Oh, sure.
And yesterday during the radio show, I was just sitting at my computer in my living room, and just for kicks, I asked the Lord, like, for me to have the eyes to see, because I already asked for the ears to hear and that work, so like just for kicks, I was like, can I have the eyes to see, you know, just to see what would happen, you know, I wasn't really expecting anything. And then he, I'll just call it like a certain type of vision, I don't know, I've never really been to, it's never been my, you know, specialty in visions or anything, so I don't really know, but, basically, he showed, I'll just say looking through your spiritual eyes, he showed me standing in the room with me. It was at least a 6-foot-tall demon. It sounds crazy. But,
fun.
Yeah, he was just standing by my front door looking at me. And I was, at first I was trying to like comprehend what just happened. I was like, did he just, and it was like literally like right when I asked him to open my eyes, and I wasn't exactly planning on seeing that. I just like, I was just doing it just for kicks. And basically he showed me this like demon dude like standing by my front door looking at me. I wasn't scared or anything. I was mainly fascinated, but I was like thinking, I was like, that's so weird. And I remember I actually saw, in a dream quite a few weeks back, I saw a demon in my dream. And I thought about this after the fact, but the one in my dream was a girl, but this one was a male. But they both had the same color of skin and everything.
Hmm.
It's like a grayish skin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, like I saw it in detail. I saw its face. I saw its eyes looking at me and everything. It had a human-looking face and all that. But basically, it was just looking at me. And eventually, I know I should probably rebuke it, so I rebuked it.
Yeah.
And a little bit later, I was talking to my friend Joe on the phone in my room. This is where it gets really funny because it shows how powerful we really are. This is why I'm kind of sharing the story, but there was one in my room. Like, it was standing in my room talking. It wasn't talking to me. I was talking on the phone, and it was looking at me. And I was, like, talking to Joe. I was like, Joe, this is like a demon looking at me, you know? And then we were just, like, talking about it and laughing at it, you know? And I, like, walked up. I could see it standing there. I literally walked right in front of it, and I flipped it off and laughed at it. and then I walked away. I looked back at it, and then it was, like, glaring. Like, it was, like, super pissed off. And it was just the funniest thing. I was, like, we were, like, all cracking up at it and everything. And it looked angry, but it just stood there because couldn't do anything.
Right.
And that just shows how, like, if we're in Jesus, we can literally, like, go up to a demon and flip him off to his face and nothing can happen. You know? Mm-hmm. And eventually I just rebuked it, and it left and everything. And so it's just funny because they really are always looking for opportunities to get at us, you know?
That's true.
But if you believe they can't do anything, then they can't. And unless it's like a special occasion where the Lord's trying to teach you something, you know?
Huh.
But,
you know, you guys know in the Bible where it talks about how if something is causing you to sin, like if your right hand is causing you to sin, cut it off, stab your eye out, whatever. It's a good book. I know it really well. It's the same thing with this. Judy, I'm going to share this, and I hope it's okay. You know, Judy, when she got broken away from the church, the Lord had her go around her house and put up notes that said, you are awesome. You are, you know, you're the bomb. You are so great. And she had, it was a reinforcement thing. You know, and the Lord made her do this because the world had beat her up, and she felt she was insecure. And we all need to do that. Our own version of that. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, or you know what, just do it. Just sit down and write out a bunch of note cards or whatever, and post it around your house. Post it in your car. Look at it every day and say it. You know, because Judy got delivered from that. We all have to be delivered from that those spirits that Luke saw, that other people have seen. Josh, he shared a lot of that. And so what I'm getting at is that being delivered from it is accepting the Lord's love. It's accepting that you are favored in his love. You are a warrior bride. And if you're listening and you're part of this church, then that's you. Whether you've called in, whether you shared, whether you're ever in chat, whether have I ever known your name, I have no, whatever. If you're listening to this and you followed along through this, through Judy's videos, through the first of the year, whatever you came around and you got offended and you still stuck around because you knew the Lord was doing some crazy works. Well, you know, Luke has helped you listening to the Lord, all that stuff. We work together as a family. You are that warrior bride. So share it. Share your warrior bride story before we leave because someone else needs to hear it. What if Judy had chosen to never make a video? What if she said, no, you know, I want to get this out, but I have to protect my son. And you know, she takes a lot of risks of that, okay? And so it's okay if you're shy. It's okay for that, guys. That's fine. The whole family here loves you, and we're going to encourage you and hold your hand through the whole thing. But think about how much everybody has helped you and think about how much you could help somebody else by impacting their life. Because when you're speaking, it's Jesus speaking. He's in you. And it's preaching. It's you're helping. You're putting your hand out. You're putting Jesus' hand out to people. And so, already talked for 30 minutes here, guys. I want it to be shared. I love all you guys. I want to hear some stuff. Judy just made me laugh, saying, where's Raina? How are we ever going to remember to do communion? Thanks, Judy. If you guys don't know this, Raina brings up communion every 10 minutes in chat until we do it, like we're going to forget.
Oh, that's
funny. So I've got some... I got a 580. Hello, 580.
Hi, how are you? This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, doing pretty good. I was just calling in to share some experiences the Lord has given me over the years.
Great.
Just some lessons that
God
I learned
bless
from
you.
Them. The first one, 1 year was on my birthday, and for some reason I was just feeling sorry for myself. I was still single and just feeling sorry for myself. So the Lord planted this scenario in my head. So, and it goes something like this. Imagine a dad walks into a store with his little girl, and the little girl sees a doll that she likes, and she says, "Oh, Dad, I really like that doll." And but she goes along her merrily little way and just skips along, is really content with her life and happy. She would like the doll, but she doesn't have to have it. And then another scenario is the father walks in with another girl, and the other girl says, "Dad, give me that doll now. I want it now." And she keeps on reminding him every 5 minutes for it and saying she needs it and needs it. Well, the question that was posed in my mind was, which daughter would the father have greater joy in giving the doll to? And it just really made me think. I was like, wow. It made me think about being content in the Lord, and that when we're content in him, it gives him greater joy to give us the gifts that he wants to give us. And it made me think of the verse, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And not necessarily the desires in the way you think they'll be given to you, but that you will be fulfilled in him, is what I'm trying to get at.
Amen.
Beautiful. Amen. Amen.
And another lesson he taught me one time was, I was just thinking in my head, trying to decide, like, what is the core message of Christianity? What is it all about? And I was sitting there thinking, grace, works, and just having this battle going on in my head. And the Lord dropped a thought in my head and said, it's about relationship. And I didn't really know it was him at first, but then I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's about relationship. It's about just getting to know him and spending time with him. So, yeah, that was...
Amen. You know,
beautiful.
What you know, how would you share that to someone that's out there that's struggling, that, you know, is seeing other people get a lot of, you know, like maybe other people getting words and other people are seeing angels and all these different, what would you do to say to someone to help them, encourage them in their walk directly with the Lord?
I know that we have different walks, each one of us. Even I have felt kind of jealous at times. Other people are getting all these long words and rapture dreams and visions, but we each have our own special walk, and the Lord loves us all the same. And so, I mean, we just have to focus on our walk and not focus on anyone else's walk, and just focus on pursuing him with all our heart, and he will reveal himself to us the way he sees fit.
Wonderful. Just so you know, that was Pat's dog sharing with us.
Oh, I know. They're terrible. Oh, they're so noisy. I'm sorry.
No,
oh,
Pat,
really.
I have two dogs.
I know, but I have to listen to them all day.
Hey, Michelle. I can really relate to the way you describe kind of like looking at how awesome the other people's walks are, and then you're all like, well, I want that. Like, I totally understand that feeling and everything. So you're definitely not alone there.
Okay, I got to say this again. Whoever is logging into the admin account is kicking me out of chat, so for the love of God, pretty sure I know who you are, sweet young lady from Alabama. Don't do it. No, it really is. Sorry, guys. I had to vent my frustrations. Michelle, are you going to stay along with us here?
Yeah, I actually had one more thing to share.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry.
I had gotten a word when Katie was getting all those words from the Lord that night after the talk show. I got a word as well, so I was wanting to share that too.
Sure.
Please do.
Okay. It's my child. I know you have been waiting a long time for me to come. It is here. This is it. You don't have to wait much longer. I love you. I can't wait to embrace you in my arms. I have many things in store for you. If only you could see. I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to reward you. Keep strong as I give you strength. You will be with me in my kingdom in no time. Then I will embrace you in my love. Love, your father.
Aww.
Oh, beautiful,
beautiful,
Michelle.
Thank you, sweetie.
So, can you email that so we can put that on the blog for the Rapture-centric blog?
Yeah, I emailed it to Ashley already.
Great. Oh, you did?
Beautiful. Oh, it's so encouraging.
Oh, it is right here. Yeah, March 6th. I'm looking at it. I didn't get, she uploaded a whole bunch of them today, so sorry about that. It's already on the blog.
Okay.
I'm behind the times. Michelle, we love you so much. I love it when you call
in
and share. We're all blessed.
It's great. Thank you, honey.
Thanks.
Your encouragement is going to help people tonight. You're going to be blessed. Let's see here. I've got, I'm trying to bring on newbies. I don't recognize this one, so I have no idea what your number is, but it ends in 0116.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Joe, John.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
John. Doe.
John.
John.
Okay, that's not Joe, you imposter. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
John Doe? Is this John Doe?
Yes, it is.
Amen, brother. I'm glad you called in again, brother.
I don't really have much to share. I just want to hang out.
We're glad you're talking. And we're glad you're with us. Thank you.
Amen, Don. Well, do you know what? I'm going to leave you on the line. And what I want you to do, John, is I want you to just kind of jump in whenever you feel like it.
All right. Yeah, I'll just mute myself and come in whenever I want.
Sounds good, brother.
He's got the VIP pass.
He does. That's John Doe. We love John Doe. See, guys, here's a great example. John, I love you, brother, because here's a guy who really does struggle with being shy, and that's not a negative thing. It just, he has a hard time, you know, he gets like that feeling that, you know, he's given a speech, and but yet he still pushes past that, and he calls in. And, John, I want to thank you for calling in and pushing past that and doing whatever you can to call in and share, brother. I thank you very, very much.
Yeah, I'll
Stacey. Amen. Stacey's going to call in and share here in a bit because she put me off last night because her hair was getting washed or something. So, you know, Leah, unfortunately, had to take the first blow, which she handled amazingly well. Good job, Leah. And Stacy's trying to put it off tonight again. So Stacy's going to need some encouragement from everyone.
Stacy, come on.
And I'm going to bring on, who am I bringing on? I'm bringing on 626. Hello, 626.
Hi, Jason.
Hello, Leah.
What's up, Leah?
Right, we're telling Stacy that she needs to come on already. So I keep telling Stacy that she has to do it, otherwise she's going to be in trouble.
Yeah. It's you know, she's trying to say, "Hey, Leah, will you share for me?" And it doesn't work that way.
No.
I mean, that's Leah's no imposter. Share if you love me. Oh, she's good. She's good.
It's not gonna work.
You're like, "No, I don't love you. Sorry."
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Raina's got something to share tonight. Go ahead.
Hey,
Raina.
Leah, go ahead.
You got to expound again on how the Lord has strengthened you in your walk and how you are a warrior bride. Proudly proclaim it.
Wait, who, me?
Yes, you.
Hmm. No.
Did you just say no? That's
oh my
good.
Goodness.
No. That's...
No, it's getting better. Like, what, I had Luca, and Luca's been super helpful with helping me hear God. And then I have all of you guys, and I have Stacy, who I absolutely adore. She's, like, my new best friend. And a while now. But, you know, like, I have you guys to lean on when we struggle. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've definitely been like lots of you where I have struggled at home and, you know, people are just like, what's wrong with you? Why do you love God so much? It's annoying, you know? And
I'm sorry.
Like, you know what I mean?
Love it.
Other than Jesus.
Annoying.
So annoying how you love the Lord so, much.
Annoying how you love the Lord so much. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I actually understand where she's coming from, though.
Yeah.
It's like, I've been like, how are these people so, like, tweaked out happy right now? It's annoying.
It's just like, and they're just like, oh. You know, they're like, well, why can't she just be normal like you used to be? And you're like, what?
Yeah. Like, Jason, remember that one day when you had your first jackass crown or whatever or something that one Sunday, and then you were, like, depressed and we were all just cracking up? It's like that, remember?
Yeah, I remember how much I hated you guys.
Depressed. Because we'd just laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh with us.
You know,
like,
when you're mad and
me, he's, like,
and
trying
happy
to convince me. I'm, like,
mad.
Trying not to giggle.
Oh, dear.
So I went and burned his house down.
Yeah.
So, Leah.
Yeah?
I didn't hear you say that I'm a powerful warrior bride in the voice of She-Ra.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll try. Wait, you said She-Ra?
The voice of She-Ra. You know, He-Man's better
well,
half.
I know. All right. I don't know what it sounds like, but I know who you're talking about, so you should give me an
idea. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know who He-Man is.
Right now, so I know how to connect.
Well, I'm not really, you know, if I did that, then you'd just be, like, mimicking me. And really, see, this is what's neat, Leah, is how can Stacy not call in if not only you do it, share, but then you also go ahead and proclaim that you're a warrior bride. And how can she even fight that? I mean, you have, like, so many one-up points when it comes to your friendship with her.
Well, I love Stacy, and she's the best, so I can try. I don't know what She-Ra sounds like, so... And we don't have Judy here to give us, like, some random, like, awesome voice.
Wait a sec. Isn't Stacy Jamaican?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Just talk like a Jamaican.
She has to be powerful. Well, your voice, she has to do it on her own, but it has to be over the top.
No, just use a Jamaican accent. That'll be good enough.
No,
oh, Mom.
Jamaican. All right, I'll try. Don't do that.
Hey, Mom.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
I'm busy, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Give me some bananas.
All right, I'm trying. All right. What should I sound like? I don't know. The only thing I'm
like,
okay.
Cindy, Mom, is the winner, Mom.
Okay, look, you're not helping. This is Leah's deal. This is Leah's voice that she's
doing.
Okay.
And inspired the Jamaicans.
Ah, I'm a powerful warrior bride! There you go.
Amen!
Dude, that sounded cool with the echo. She's like, I'm a powerful warrior bride! Bride!
That's great. Oh my goodness.
Okay, Luke, now it's your turn.
Really? You want me to say I'm a powerful warrior bride?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Okay, Leah, I'm a powerful warrior bride.
Talk like a Jamaican.
You can't let Leah one-up you,
I'm a powerful warrior bride, man.
Listen here, Arnold.
I like,
you can do better. I don't accept that.
I'm a warrior bride.
Okay, I want someone to call in that's willing to do what Leah did. I want someone to do what Leah did, was step out in faith and proclaim that she is a strong warrior bride.
You do it, Jason.
I took up like the first half hour.
I
want to
hear it again.
Do it again.
Do it in accent.
We didn't hear you.
See, that's what
you
do.
Do it with an Asian accent. I want to hear that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, powerful. I can't even do it.
I am powerful. We are powerful.
You rock a discipline.
I'm going to give you an English accent. Luke, an English accent. You're a good actor. Do an English accent, Luke.
You want me to do whose accent?
An English one.
Oh. Do the bow voice. Do the bow voice.
Powerful, warrior,
That's pathetic.
Can you show them how it's done?
What, a warrior bra? You want to, shall I do it in an English accent?
However you feel. Just for a moment.
How would I say it? I'm a powerful warrior bride.
Amen.
I sound like Judy's cat. Oh, dear God.
Pretty close. Maybe Judy's cat ran off to Jersey or something. I don't know. I want to appreciate, I want to say thanks to Leah for having the courage to go first. I mean, the least Stacy can do is call in and share some encouragement, you know.
Please. What's the matter with Stacy? Where's Stacy? Come on, Stacy.
Oh, here's someone that'll probably proclaim that they're a warrior bride.
Did he go?
War away.
Warrior bride. I'm a warrior bride.
Oh, yeah, good.
A rapture kid is here.
There's a couple of them. There's one in New Jersey.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, hi, honey.
You guys asked me to have a message that I wanted to read. Can I read it?
Yes, sweetie, go ahead.
This was from Jim at Acts 2:17 now. He made a video about the word that he got today from God, and I put it to my favorite in life, and I'm going to read it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Well, Judy.
Yeah?
We need you to proclaim that you're a powerful warrior bride first.
Hello. I am a powerful warrior bride. My name is Donna, and I'm powerful.
Yay.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Hello.
Sounds so cool with the echo.
Hey, yeah, I don't know where the echo's coming from.
I already did the kitty cat.
Shut up. Hi, I am Bobby G, and I am a powerful warrior bride. And I love that. I am a powerful warrior bride.
So am I. I'll fight you. You can't have two.
Who's saying that?
Miss Pat. Being stupid.
Pat's off the chain tonight, folks.
I'm off the chain. Yeah, oh, man. I'm gone.
Pass the pipe.
Pass the pipe. It's good stuff. Okay, guys, pass the pipe.
Okay, can I just say a word?
need to load the bowl real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read the word. Ready, guys?
Yes. Yes, okay. Mom.
Okay, this is a powerful word. Okay, here it goes. I am not a god of gimmicks. My plans will not be revealed through numbers games or calendar calculations. I tell my people directly, when you know the day of my return, it will not be because you figured it out. No, I will allow nothing of the sort. My bride knows when I come because I tell her, and my bride knows when I tell her because she is listening. If you want to be my bride, then accept my proposal and wait for me with anticipation and love until I give you a new life with me. You are beautiful, and you are the desire of my heart. Anyone telling you differently does not know me. If you doubt in your heart that I love you, know this. I know everything about you. Everything, every good thing, every bad thing. The desires of your heart are not a surprise to me, and I know you worry that many of your desires are sinful. But because I have overcome sin, if it were even possible for me to stop loving you, do you think my decision would be based on your sin? Absolutely not. If that were the case, I would love no one because everyone sins. Sin is defeated, but there is still a war on for your heart. But there is still a war on for your heart. Right now, it may seem hard to have faith in me. After some of my children are translated, again, after some of my children are translated, faith in me will come a little easier. After my bride is raptured, faith in me will be effortless. When the cataclysm begins, faith in me will be salvation. This is my plan, to lead all my children to repentance and eternal life. My words are true, and my plans do not fail. Ask me yourself if you have doubt. I will speak to you.
Beautiful.
Good, like that?
Beautiful. Excellent.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. That was a powerful word that Jim at 217 found about this morning. He even made a video, and he'll go ahead and bring it to the blog spot to actually compose it. But I just thought that was a beautiful word.
It was.
Amen.
Fantastic.
I think
we need to
I
hear
think
that.
Should call on.
What?
We should have him call on. I want to say hi to him.
Oh, okay, let me tell you about Jim. He gives me permission to read his word, but he's kind of a quiet type. He's the kind of guy, he said, in a party who kind of sits and talks one-on-one with people in the back. He's just not like that. So, but he loves everybody,
yeah.
And he has called in before, but it's just not his personality. So, you know, I've heard him call in and say, you know, hello, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his gig.
So, everyone's different. Everyone's different. That's okay.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Everyone's different.
Hey, Jason. Jason Chambers.
Yeah, my phone muted.
Probably
go ahead.
I really want to do a video with you where you're chain smoking and talking about how much God loves everyone. Let's do that sometime.
Dude, that'd be
I
beautiful.
Can do that.
And I, like, blow
oh
your smoke on the camera. Like,
oh, my gosh.
That's an easy one. Hold on. we could do that video. But, Judy, will you share your story about how the Lord had you post that stuff around and why?
Oh, okay, yes. 5 years ago when he asked me to leave the organized structured church, just, you know, the church that we're all familiar with, and said, leave this establishment now. Leave it now. And so I obeyed him. And then he took me down a deeper walk with him. And he told, you know, he let me know that I have not received his love yet to the extent that he wants to give it to me. So he was making me do things like Jason said, I had to put, he said I still didn't believe who I was. And after all these years of serving him, 27 years, and serving and going around the world and preaching and loving people, he's like, you still don't know how much I love you. And he's like, you don't know how great you are. So he had to make me leave church and do nothing for him. He said, I don't want you working. I don't want you doing anything anymore. I want you to receive my love. So I'm like, I know you love me. He's like, no, you don't. You don't know how great you are. So he made me put signs up in my house, and I would have to, like, look at them, and he made me believe. He said, I go, you're awesome, Lord. You're great. He's like, yes, I am, and so are you. And I'm like, yes, amen. There's no one greater than you. He's like, yeah, and you, no one greater than you. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, no, you don't get it. So I'm like, okay, I'm great. He's like, yes, say that. And so he made me say I'm awesome all the time, and I had to put notes everywhere. Is this what you want me to share, Jason?
Absolutely.
So it was really awkward for me. I did not like doing it because there's no one greater. There's no one great but God, you know. And it kind of seemed awesome.
Yeah.
Like, but God, only your name will be exalted. And he's like, I know, and I'm exalted through you. So you don't believe how great you are. So I need you to be still, believe who you really are. So then he started making me do that. I really started to believe it, that I was awesome. And so then I started making my students do it. I started making them, like, if you wanted to get a gummy worm, or I love sour, they love the sour gummy worms with the sugar on them, like not the regular ones with the sour ones. So, like, before we started class, everyone had to say, I am awesome. They had to say something really good about themselves. And the kids that didn't do it didn't get gummy worms. And then the kids that said more than one or two awesome things about them got, like, two or three gummy worms, okay? But, God was really trying to get me to see how great I really am. And that pretty much changed everything because I didn't live in shame anymore. Like, I don't know how quite to describe it, you guys, but see, we are God's work of art. And when you grow up in this world that judges you based on your performance, then you only think you're great if you do something great, okay? What God was trying to get to me was that we're great because he left us and we're his children. And so he had me quit doing all the great things I was doing in church, okay, and I was doing a lot, blessing a lot of people. He had me stop doing all that great stuff and just receive his love just because I'm great, just because he's great. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
So once I left that establishment and didn't do anything for 5 years, you know, and then God falls on my kids, November 19th, 2013, I was ready for this outpouring because I knew who I was. So he chose my son because he needed to choose, you know, I can see how it all makes sense, how he did all this, because, you know, we actually cannot operate in our highest calling and God's highest calling for us, you guys. None of us can operate in it until we know how great we are. And he is not counting your sin against you. So in this whole process of 5 years where he made me say I'm awesome and talk really nice about myself, because I used to beat myself up. I still beat myself up. I still thought I wasn't good enough. I still thought I could quit sinning a little more. And when he completely radically changed me and told me that I'm great no matter what I do, you know, no matter what sin I do, it changed me. Because I don't think people really believe it when God says he's not holding your sin against you. Like, I didn't get it. I do get it now, but I didn't get it until he made me say how great I was, okay? And he made me do this for a lot of years, basically. I did it for about a year straight, and then I just kind of say it in my head now, and I don't even need to say it now because I already know who I am. You know, I'm a warrior bride, and it doesn't feel awkward saying it. Because I just simply agreed with God. And God, all God is looking for, the reason why we're getting translated, you guys, is because we're a bride that knows who we are. And, see, God said, all I'm looking for is a people who will believe what I say about them. That's all I'm looking for. I just want someone to receive my love. I'm just looking for a people that I can pour my love onto and that will receive it and believe who they really are. And, see, instead, everybody's trying to get rid of their sin. But instead, if you just know who you are, you won't even, you guys, I don't even think about sin. Okay, that might sound crazy, but, like, when you say I'm a sinner, like, it's just so, it's ridiculous to me. Because I don't sin. It's, like, it's stupid. It's, like, what? I mean, I'm just, me and God are one, okay? And so, that's, I'm trying to tell you guys, you can go really down, really deep down this rabbit hole of grace and God's love and be completely transformed. If you just agree with God, with who he says you are, and you receive his love,
mm-hmm.
You will not even, how do I say this? You don't sin. He doesn't hold anything against you, okay? When he died on that cross, everyone thinks they have to make themselves a little bit better in order to receive more of God's love. That's not true. That's what's actually holding you from keeping, from receiving God's love and from having your life changed radically is because you keep, you still think somewhere in the back of your head like I did that if you quit smoking or you quit cussing or you quit doing whatever your favorite sin is, that somehow once you stop doing that, then you're finally going to get to a place with God. When God's saying, invite me up all in it, bring me all up in what you call your sin, because I already died on the cross, and then just be my friend. Just, and see, that's when all these things, you don't even begin to think of sin. All you think about is your how great you are because of what Christ did for you. And see, once you start focusing instead of on your sin, and once you start focusing on God instead of your sin and receiving his love and agreeing with who he says you are, the things that you call sin, it's not even an issue. It's not an issue. You may or may not stop doing it, but it's not an issue. Am I saying go out and sin? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is God doesn't give a rip about your sin. That's why Jesus died. But see, you can't receive God's love unless you believe that he loves you just the way you flippin' are. I don't care what you're doing. He loves you just the way you are. And until you receive that and believe that, and if you have to put notes up in your house to do it like I did, then, you know, you're not going to walk in the fullness of this spiritual crack we're living in. I mean, it's, you guys, this stuff's real. I mean, my 10-year-old, when God fell on him, he suddenly became aware of his sin. He was like, Mom, I was evil. I'm so sorry. He realized that he was kind of a demanding little brat, and I never told him that. I always thought he was wonderful. I never told him he was being, you know, I would say sometimes could have been a brat, but God convicted him of that, and he goes, I am so sorry, you know, because he saw how great he was in the Lord, and that wasn't matching up with who, you know, what, how he was acting. So is it safe to say that my 10-year-old is my little angel? Yes, he really is, because he knows who he is now in Christ. So he doesn't even have to try to not be a sinning child. He just isn't because he knows who he is. And I hope any of this is making sense. I don't know if it is.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Judy. I wasn't listening. Could you repeat all that?
Oh, you're going to get a hit.
You know, if a 10-year-old can live this out and know that his sin is not counted against him, that's why he did this. Then you can too, you guys. Quit focusing on your sin. I'm about to do a video today when we get done with church. God was using the song from Imagine Dragons called Demons. It's where my demons hide. And Jason played it as the intro to today's church service. And this is what God was having me worship to all morning. I kept playing replay. And God was telling me, Judy, he calls me Judy. And he told me, he said, Judy, would you still tell them, make another video, they still don't believe that I love them and that they're, okay, because the song says, that's where my demons hide. It says, don't get too close. It's dark inside. That's where my demons hide. That's where my, okay, this guy is, you know, he's not a quote-unquote Christian singer, but God told me there's no such thing as Christian singers. He gives everybody songs. So this song, you know, is amazing because God told me, Judy, they still don't believe that I love them. They still think that I'm so weak that their demons trouble me. Their demons don't trouble me. Their demons, it's not too dark inside. Tell them their demons aren't hiding from me, and I'm not mad at them. It's like he was telling me they still run and hide from me. Judy, they're still running and hiding. And so he used this song to talk to me today. He said, tell them I'm not holding their sin against them. I'm not. I love them. and receive my love, because see, you only get this wedding. God wants to take everyone in this wedding that's about, you know, be here, and it's upon us. And he's going to take the rapture-centric church, he's going to translate us, because he finally found a people that he could pour his love onto, and they would believe who they are, they would believe they're awesome, they would believe what God says about them, and therefore they could receive God's love, and they could be radical lovers. So he's eloping with her. Now, the worldwide rapture is roughly a week later, and God is using us as an example of, if, you know, they're gone, and I want to take you too. So believe that I love you, and get all the hate out of your heart. You know, get rid of all your judgment. I love all people. And then another round is going to go, and that's the worldwide rapture. And after that, then the people that are remaining, they are going to receive God's love and be saved in the trip. But it's going to be just, it's going to be harder. And God is trying to spare them that trouble, because, see, people still think that they have to quit whatever their sin is. I don't care. Okay, people make videos saying, if you masturbate, you're not getting translated. I mean, you're not getting raptured. If you smoke, you're not. I mean, people have full videos on every sin you can think of, okay? And they're trying to heap coals of condemnation. And God, so God's not in those videos. He is not telling you, you have to stop doing this, this, and this in order to come to the wedding. What he's saying is, receive my love, believe in me. And if God starts to talk to you about your sin, then you'll change it. But no one can make you not gay. If you're gay, there's going to be a ton of gay people getting raptured. I'm sorry to tell you, but a bunch of hypocritical Christians are going to be left behind, and you're going to see a bunch of gay people in heaven, because here's the thing. If you are a person, I don't care what you are. I don't care what you're participating in. If you're a person that believes God loves you and receives his love and talks to him and has a relationship with him, you are going in the worldwide rapture. If your sin problem has not been dealt with yet by God, because God simply hasn't transformed you in that, you're still going. See, because it's God's job to clean you up, you guys, and people still don't believe it. It's God's job. I can't make you not gay by telling you that God's mad that you're gay. He's mad at you because you're gay. I can't make you stop your sexual confusion and your sexual behavior. Only God can do that. What's wrong with you people, you hypocrites? It puts people in bondage with your religious bullshit. It's religious bullshit. And God, you're going to be left behind if you keep putting this bondage on people that God loves, okay? And I'm telling you straight up, you're going to be shocked at who's at this wedding feast and who isn't, okay? So let me just give you an example. There's a gay person right now, okay? And the Bible says clearly that is a sin. It is not, that he did not make a man to lie with a man and a woman to lie with a woman, okay? It's an abomination. It's a behavior that is not pleasing to God. It's not how he created you to be, okay? Does it mean he hates you? No. Does he hate the sin? Yes. Does he know where it's going to, you know, lead to trouble and brokenheartedness? Okay, yes. So he's trying to spare you from that. But let's say you're caught up in that right now. But, you know, you heard from someone from this radio show or from somewhere that God still loves you and he's not worried about it. He just wants you. So let's say you're a gay person right now and you're talking to God and you're having a relationship with him. And let's say he hasn't told you to stop doing what you're doing yet, because he's still trying to get through to you that he loves you. So you're just basically receiving his love, but you're still participating in your behavior because it hasn't been taken from you yet. Okay, before the worldwide rapture. Okay, bye-bye, you're going. Now, let's say you're a gay person and you're talking to God, and God's speaking to you about it. He's saying, let me make love to you. You know, and I'm not talking sexual love, you guys. I'm talking a love from above that changes everything. And God says, I'm going to give you the power to stop that. Receive it. And then as a gay person, it's not hard for you to stop participating in the gay behavior, because God's the one that just now gave the power to do it. And then he says, now receive my love. So you're going to go. You're going in the rapture. Am I making any sense here?
Yes.
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense.
Judy,
so what
it's
I'm
like
trying
funny.
To say is this, you guys, your demons, that whatever you're battling with, he's not holding it against you. That's why he died on the cross, because he took all that sin and filth upon himself. And if you haven't overcome your sin problem yet before the worldwide rapture, you're still going, because you simply received his love. Okay, and anyone that tells me they don't fit in, you're full of shit. Okay, if you wake up and you say, I'm going in the rapture because I don't sin, you're full of shit. You really are, because everybody sins. And you know what? When I cuss, it's not gross and evil. It's actually beautiful, because, see, I'm that's my passion coming through. And I'm using a cuss word, but, see, it's a glorified cuss word, because, see, it's coming from a pure heart. And to the pure, all things are pure. I'm telling you right now, it's glorified, you know? To the pure, all things are pure. And, you know, when I was a high school teacher, before God had me quit and fell on my son, you know, I had students that thought that God hated them because they were gay. I had one particular lesbian student who sat with me at lunch, and she said, but I'm pretty sure God hates me because he hates gay people. And believe me, I set her straight. I said, stop looking at your behavior and just talk with God, and I'm pretty sure he'll tell you what he loves. And he's going to tell you it's you. And she came every lunch hour, and she would tell everyone, you guys, listen to Mrs. Smith's room. She's going to talk about gay stuff. You know? And so I'd have a bunch of kids come to my room because they thought they were going to hear about a bunch of gay stuff, and they were really excited. But then what it really was we were talking about God's love. I told them, God is gay in love. His love is gay for you. And when you get all up in God's gay love, you're just go with that. And he will correct any behavior that he needs to correct. Yes, that's why you guys think that God hates you, because the Bible says it's not a correct behavior. I'm not going to lie. That's absolutely correct. But I said, you can't make yourself stop this. God has to. So just receive his love. And, you know, that's how God had me deal with the gay kids. How did God have me deal with the pot smokers? God told me, don't tell them to quit smoking pot. Don't do it. Okay? So I had students asking me at lunch hour, you know, am I going to still get raptured if I'm smoking weed? And I said, God told me it wasn't an issue, okay? Here's the thing. God told me to tell them, God told me to tell none of my students, okay, these are ages 16 through 18, he said, don't tell them their sin, about their sin, tell them about me. And don't tell them to stop their sin. And if they ask you, don't tell them. So here's how I answered that one. He told me to tell them this about the smoking weed and everything else. He said, well, the reason why you want to be careful, because if you're high and you're talking to God, the Bible says to have a clear mind, and you just want to make sure you're hearing him. But you could still hear him. When you're high, you still can, but the problem is there might be some confusion that'll come in, and it might be another spirit, because your mind's not totally clear. So that's the only thing I see wrong with it, you guys, is that if you're talking to God, I just want to make sure that it's God's spirit talking back to you and not another spirit. And it very well could be, because one kid told me, he told me, Miss Smith, every time I smoke weed, I hear God better. I actually hear him, and God told me to listen to him and believe him. And I said, okay. I said, okay. I said, well, then why are you telling me about it? Then just go with it. If you're hearing God and it's okay, he goes, yeah. And I said, well, if you're looking for me to condemn you, I'm not. I'm not going to argue with you. He goes, yeah, but you just said I have to be careful because I have to make sure it's not from other spirit. I said, you know the voice of God. I told him. I said, you know God's voice. So who am I to tell you you're not hearing God's voice? And he was super happy when I gave him that answer. This is one of my favorite students. He ended up preaching to the entire school because I freed him up about his quote-unquote sin problem. And he started telling everybody about God. And you know what? He came to me and he told me, Miss Smith, guess what? I don't really hardly smoke weed anymore. I'm all, why? He goes, I don't know. I really don't need it to hear God.
Well, that's great.
Beautiful. Isn't that great?
It really is, Judy. We got about 46 minutes left. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to share.
And Judy, Luca, I really love that. I was just going to say, I mean, you could totally backfire on all these people because there's a commandment that says love one another, right? And so when they're condemning everybody to hell because they're gay, they're already sinning just as bad, because in God's eyes, sin is sin. You can murder somebody and that be just as bad as hating somebody, you know?
It's all sin. It's all sin.
Yeah.
We don't get to judge. We don't get to not like anybody. We don't get to, you know, people get that stuff twisted real quickly. We've got a lot more people that need to come out and say that they're a powerful warrior bride.
Amen. Go for it. I'll put the photo on mute.
Amen. It was wonderful preaching, Judy. Wonderful preaching.
Beautiful, yeah. All about love.
There's a person that I think that can really help get this part started here. Okay, is of the I'm a powerful warrior bride statement. And I want everybody to be encouraged to do this. But Christine, if you could call in and just show everybody up. You're the one that brought the word Sheba back into my mind again after many years. So if you could step away from your family dinner or whatnot, hopefully maybe, and call in and show us how it's done. But until you call in, I'm going to make somebody else do it. So, who should we pick on? Hello, 914. Oh, 914.
We know you're there.
Oh, 914.
Oh, I can't eat my dinner. Okay, I'm
Joe, good. Joe, you definitely have to do this.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah, I'm forcing you.
Not only am I going to do this, but hang on, I want to do it with a joint hanging out of the side of my mouth. So.
Keep it quiet.
That was beautiful.
For Christ.
Amen.
That was so
Sorry,
funny that
you
got a
brother.
Joint in my mouth.
Let's see if someone can one up you, Joe. Let's see if you can get one up here. I just have a feeling about this. Hello, 470.
Hey. All right. You want to hear my roar?
I want to hear the roar of Christine from Atlanta.
Is that a Katy Perry reference?
Yes. Yes. I am a mighty warrior. I am royalty, and I am a daughter of the Most High King. And I don't just say that. I know it. I believe it, and I proclaim it. So
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity of saying that out loud with the boldness that the good Lord has given me.
Amen, sister. Good for you.
I was really expecting a real roar, though, and you were still speaking in conversational tone.
You know,
just,
I could roar.
I'm looking for someone to dig
roar.
Deep. Looking for someone to dig
really
deep, Christine.
Okay. You know what? It wouldn't sound weird to my neighbors either. I'm outside, and we hear coyotes out in this in these here parts all the time. So they'd probably just think it was something some creature out here. I'll roar and then I'll go hide in my house and everyone will think, well, there was this interesting animal
Coyote.
Out last night.
Weird neighbors.
Yeah.
Coyote's smoking pot.
All right, Christine, let's hear your roar.
Oh, my. I haven't even had a practice drill here. I was like writing down in my agenda book, and I hear, like, Christine, you're and I was like, oh, let me go grab the phone. I'm like, I'm being summoned here.
Roar.
Has anyone else roared? Why are you putting me on the spot? Oh, my gosh.
Well,
okay.
There's been a few ones, but I know that there's someone that can really get after it.
Guess you're elected.
You know, to be honest, this is funny. I will roar, but I'm gonna roar for this. I'll tell you, I'm gonna roar for Jesus because
okay.
Honestly, speaking of what you know, just coming off of what Judy just said and everything like that. Guess what? Amongst many things the Lord has delivered me from, and not me getting myself out of it. Honestly. And I know Dustin said he battled with this, anger. But there's rage in our family lineage. I'm Italian and I'm from New Jersey, and there's rage. Okay, and I don't mean just like, yeah, I know she's laughing, but I don't mean just like, you know, you're like, I'm talking like, yeah, you've seen Jersey Housewives like flip the table rage like that, like throwing glass, like yelling and everything like that. And the beauty of my roar now that's going to be is it's not a rage roar. It's a victory.
roar now. And so I just wanted to tell you, that was years of of what the enemy tried to make me think. Oh my gosh, I literally sometimes would not go out in public because I would be like, I don't even know when this rage is going to come out. And like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen, you know? And I wouldn't, honestly, sometimes I'd be like, I can't go out because they're going to just, you know, lock me up. And honestly, and like now people like, they talk to me and they're like, oh, you're so sweet. And you're so, and like, you know, all these kids come to me and everything like that. And I'm like, oh Lord, this is you. This is all you because, yeah, nobody wanted any of that before, you know? So I will roar. And I will do it in my community right now. Everybody, in this beautiful weather here, so I know everybody's windows are open. Like, it's not even like it's cold, and like I know everyone's windows are closed. I'm like, they're open, but I will roar.
Get it out! Get it out!
How was that?
Hey, man, Christine. Hey, man.
Yeah. I got a new idea.
That's for you.
We need to get
That's
people.
For you, Yahweh.
Okay,
yeah.
Guys, we have the people that roar, and then we have to have the people that make the donkey noise.
Well, I'm glad
two
I got the
roar. And we all know who the donkey
Thanks,
people are.
Thanks, Jason.
So.
I'll get you back somehow in heaven when I'm, like, you know, riding beside the commander. So I'm going to get you back somehow.
He's
going to
roar.
He's
you're
going to give me that grace.
Or fall off the horse.
Yeah.
He's going to scare you so bad. And I'll be up there on the other side roaring. Because I can identify. Oh, yes. And
I hope everybody
York, so
finds that inner roar, because I literally took a leap going out there, and so I really hope that
that send the cops.
Helps everybody else find their inner roar. Exactly. Just get out there and do it. It actually felt good, so thank you.
Oh, yes, I was going to say, didn't that feel good?
Felt great.
Yep.
I know
where you're coming from.
Roar for the right reasons. I used to
yes,
roar
right.
for the wrong reasons. Yes. It felt good to roar for
yeah.
for the good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's cute.
I'm gonna go back to my little hermit hole now. Okay. I'll be listening.
Okay, honey.
Okay. I love you guys.
You know, guys. Thank you, Christine. We love you. You know, guys, this is way more than just having fun and goofs and stuff. This is empowering. What Judy was preaching about, you know, you still hold all those sins against yourself, and when the Lord has already, you know, died on the cross for them and accepting his love, this is all about you getting the bride to be in a powerful place. So I hope Judy makes a video. I'm sure you've already made videos covering this stuff, but that was a very, very good rant and a very good preach. That was the fire of the Lord. And, you know, it's all about us being empowered, and so this is more than just goofs and stuff. You know, Katie's word that she shared in chat the other night, we read it in the beginning of the show, what Judy's saying, you know, Christine's saying, you know, what Pat's been saying, everybody's been saying this stuff about how, you know, the Lord loves you and accepting his love and running with his love and being that powerful bride, and the Lord wants you to know it, and he wants you to proclaim it. And so I want more people to do it. Joe, thank you very much, brother, to do it in your way. Backs up everything Judy was saying.
Yeah, I mean, am I unmuted, Jason?
No, you're unmuted, brother.
Oh, yeah, just to ask that, I mean, Judy pretty much nailed it. But she had my personal experiences in my walk. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been able to reach people because I'll be at a concert or music festival and someone's in a bad way and, you know, God knows what. But you just go sit next to them, just hang out with them, start talking, go to plant a seed, and then it's more than that. They're in a zone where they're finally accepting to hear, like, the truth.
Yeah.
Not that I am saying, go do this stuff. No, you know, not what I'm saying, but at the same time, go do it. You know, God's not going to hate you for it. But I'm just saying, from my personal experience, it can be kind of scary. But that being said, like, you know, Judy pretty much nailed it. But also, I just want to add on to it that there's so many people who, myself included in the past, used to just suffer with guilt over, like, well, but, you know, I do this and that, so you must hate me for it. And it's just not the case. And also what I really want to say is just I've reached so many people who were on drugs. So who's anyone to say that that's not Jesus' work? They happen to be tripping faith that, you know, I talk to people like, I've done this 100 times. I don't know why this is happening. I'm like, I do. That's all. You know, and it's, you know, who's to say what his will is? And it's no one's place to. And again, Judy just nailed it. So I'm just going to say that.
That was wonderful. We've got a couple people I got to get to here. It's 412.
Hello?
Hello,
412.
412. My name is Christina Williams.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Christina Williams.
And I've never called in before. This is my first time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, welcome here, Christina.
I called in to share a dream that I had.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I had a dream. I had a dream that I was living with my unsaved uncle, and I'm not doing that in real life because he's actually in Germany. And I dreamed that he was sleeping on his bed when a fire broke out in the kitchen. After shouting fire, fire, fire over and over without being able to awaken him, I had to go over to where he was and physically shake him up to make him wake up. Sometimes people won't listen to verbal preaching and need God to give them a sign. We rushed through the kitchen without attempting to put the fire out. And you can't stop the tribulation once it has started. And I went before him to show him the way around the fire in the kitchen towards the door. Here's my interpretation. The fire was the tribulation. The house was the world we live in. Being unsaved, he had to be physically shaken up before awakening from his spiritual sleep in order to avoid the flames of the tribulation. I went ahead of him to show him the way to the door, which represented Jesus, which is our escape. The fire continued burning till the house, which was the world, was destroyed.
Wow.
Wow, Kristen.
Nice.
That's,
wow.
That is awesome.
Beautiful, honey.
It's the only dream I ever received from the Lord in my entire
That's
life. And
pretty,
I received
pretty
it
a powerful dream.
About a,
very powerful
I received
dream.
About a month ago.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
God bless you for sharing. Have you been here on the show here for a while?
I've been listening to the Rapture Kitty since they started. And I'm not
great.
A talker. I'm not a talker. I'm a listener. So
okay.
That's why I didn't call in a lot of times.
That's all right, honey.
No, that's
sure.
Okay.
We're glad you shared.
We're blessed to have you here with us tonight. Thank you. We
sure.
love you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, honey.
Would you mind saying that you're a powerful warrior bride for us?
I'm a powerful warrior bride, and I believe it, and I proclaim it.
Amen.
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 Good for you, honey.
40 years.
Hey, all righty. God bless you.
I love having
well,
people that have been walking with the Lord. I love being around. That's why I love Pat, too, because she's been walking with the Lord for so long. She's just like, she's got it all down. She's got it all down, Pat. She just That's why her name's Pat. She's
down
got it all
Pat,
down,
got
Pat.
It. Down Pat. I don't know. There's moments.
I first got saved by calling the 700 Club on the telephone. And I don't
yeah.
follow them anymore, but that's how I first came to know Jesus as
mm-hmm.
my personal Lord and Savior.
Good for you, honey. Good for you.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
And so they told me a church to go to, and I went there. And very quickly, I received the gift of tongues. And then about a week after, then somebody I never met before, his name was Brother Joe, he wore a large wooden cross around his neck, and he showed me the power of God, which as a baby Christian, I was doubting that God had healing powers. And so God showed me his power by lengthening and then shortening my left leg just
wow.
to show me his power. It didn't need
yes.
to be done, just to show me his power.
Yes. Yes. I had my whole leg do that. It straightened right out in front of people when I was at a prayer meeting. So it happens. And I haven't had the pain since. Yeah.
So
it happens. It's there. The healing's there. Amen.
Yeah. And I was a baby Christian,
Jesus.
And I needed to know that.
Well,
that
keep,
his power
keep, was. Keep staying with us, you know, and, share when you can share. We love to hear.
I haven't called in before this. I'm kind of a shy person and more of a
That's
listener.
All right, honey. That's understandable. But we're glad
That's
you shared.
That's all right. Absolutely.
That's
we're
all, right.
all blessed. You are, too.
We're blessed.
Yes.
We're all blessed. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, I'm going to let somebody else talk. Thank you for listening.
Amen, sister.
Oh,
we love you very
much.
Thank
you for sharing.
Part of our family.
God,
I'm glad we got to talk to you.
Yes, another family member.
Glad I'm a part of your family.
Amen.
I got 413 here, and 413 is going to proclaim right away that they are a powerful bride of Christ, and their sins are forgiven.
An incredibly, flamingly, brilliantly, all-encompassingly proud.
Amen.
And for you, honey.
Warrior bride of Christ. Yes.
Warrior bride.
Okay.
Hi, Judy.
Hey, y'all. I'll tell you how I came to this a slightly different way, because I heard your challenge. You know, you had to just be a warrior bride, and I said, okay, how am I going to play with that? I came at it a different way. I came at it not by... but that's why I can't explain it, is that I came at it by going back and remembering who I was.
Amen.
And I've been called on an old soul. I believe that. I remember way too much. And I remembered that as I was created. And in that process, all those things that are called sins, which are flaws, which are like picked up junk and garbage, as I shot that crap just kind of found its place. So that's how I came to it. I know it was a weird and unconventional way. I just decided I had to go with within and dig down and dig deep. And when I dug down and dug deep, I went back. So that's my testimony.
Wow. Give us your roar, young lady.
Here's my roar. A roar would sound something like this.
Hey,
good for
man.
You.
Hey, man.
Wow, she showed me up, Jason. That was
boy,
awesome.
The demons will run with that one.
Well, I'm telling you,
I
encourage anybody, I really, please roar. Even if you don't want to do it on this show, like, go outside and roar for the victory that in the freedom that is in Christ, because I still feel, like, tingly. Like, it's, honestly, like, it's liberating. It's so beautiful. So, sorry, but that was awesome. That was an awesome roar.
That's great roar.
Leah?
Noise complaint from my neighbors, I'm going to tell you.
That's the whole thing. The neighbors will call the cops.
Yes,
Jason. Leah, are you wanting to redo your roar now that you've heard some other people?
My roar?
Your roar.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Lion lady.
Hey,
she just threw a name.
Man. Stacy, you got a lot to make up for after Leah, but she's come just out of the woodwork from the last couple of days. Lion queen. Amen. Hey, Luke.
I want to do an intense meow, because no one's done that yet.
Yeah.
Like a little lion.
You can't let the ladies show us up. You can't let the ladies show us up. Putting all the pressure on you, Luke.
I just did it. I meowed in an intense way.
Yeah, but it was more
exactly
like...
exactly scream,
you know,
in my house. My parents are going to be all like, what in the world is he doing in his room?
Oh, that's how you get flipped on.
No.
Yeah, Christine's got papers, I mean.
No.
And you know what? The funny thing is, my kids and my husband weren't even affected. Like, they were right there. They're just like, oh, that's mom.
Oh, they're used to it.
Her
roar's coming back. Look out.
No, my parents are always the ones. They always come. Like, if I, like, make a weird knocking noise, what are you doing? Like, that's the kind of parents my parents are. So.
Oh, wow. You better be quiet. I mean, yeah, we'll have to do.
Well, how's this?
Yeah, I was, like, in my closet one time.
If Stacy does it, will you do it?
What?
If Stacy does it, will you do it? I mean, I'm sure you could, like, figure out a way to roar into the phone if you really wanted to. You know, if the Lord was wanting you to do it.
Oh, so you're saying if I really... Because personally, I mean, I don't really want to, but I would, you know, just because everybody's doing it.
See, everybody in the chat room typed it all out. They said, I am a powerful bride. I'm a warrior bride for Christ.
That doesn't
and
count.
I am my sins are forgiven.
That doesn't count.
Roar. It's pretty good. It
I
was
might,
pretty
might
good
as well just text you roar. I'm just going to text you roar.
Totally underestimating the amount of volume intensity of deliverance that happened in chat. Just
but you actually want me to like? Are you actually wanting me to do it right now? Is that what you're waiting for? Because it can't
happen. Well, here's
happen
the
right
thing.
Now.
Stacy said that if you did it, she would do it.
She didn't even call in yet. Okay.
She will. She's a woman of her word.
She says you have to roar, Luco, and then she'll do it.
Okay. Just come back to me later. You guys don't understand. It's going to be really weird.
No, that's fine. I think we've got somebody here that's ready to one-up everybody. Hello, 408. Stacy's saying now, okay, now I'm really committed. You know who we haven't heard from tonight? And that's Sherry.
Yeah.
And she's in the chat room. Yeah, Stacy says her kids can't stop roaring.
Maybe he'll call
Sherry,
again. Sherry,
you of all people should be the leader of this, of I am a powerful warrior bride roar deal.
Sherry, we need to hear from you now. Please grab the phone and call us now, Sherry.
Oh, I think Sherry's about to call in. I'm not seeing her number pop up just yet. After that, we'll do communion, and then we're going to just completely... You know what? We should call Chris from PA and make him do it. We're going to call him. And everybody's going to roar to him when he answers his phone.
Oh, no.
That's what we're going to do. Yes. That's what it is. Hello, yes. Sherry.
I am a powerful warrior bride.
Oh,
right on, girlfriend.
Hey, man, Sherry.
You
got all scary.
Sorry, I raised six kids. I got some lungs.
Yeah, you got it.
I can't stay on the line, guys, but I love you. Happy night.
Okay, I love you too, honey.
I love you, Sherry. Okay, I want to do communion, but there's one person that I forgot to bring up on. I'm sure there's more. But Katie, yes, Stacy, you were right on the same page, Stacy. Katie needs to call in and proclaim that she is a powerful warrior bride and roar for us. And thanks for the encouragement behind me, guys. Thank you so much. So,
Katie, call in Katie. Katie, pick up the phone and dial us now, Katie. We are calling you now, Katie. There you go.
Okay. What are you here for? You call in? Say you're a powerful bride.
Katie?
Oh, Katie, don't even try to chat it. No. There you go, right?
Katie.
Everybody's come out of there. Everybody's done this, and it wasn't easy for anybody.
Did you guys hear my meow? Because that was my roar, because I couldn't yell, but did you guys hear my meow?
Yes.
It was pretty good. It was a decent meow.
The enemy isn't going to listen to you.
Yeah, it sounds like a sickly cat. It sounds like a cat that's, you know, got a cold or something, got the flu. Okay, Katie, if you don't call into this show, I don't know, something bad's going to happen. That's all I know. Like Stacy says, the devil is trembling with all this joy and all this proclaiming.
All this roaring.
Until really, what's that?
The most is Mr. Fear of my little giggle.
I couldn't. Who is that? I can't hear their voices.
I think Judy's breaking up.
It's me, Judy. I'm a powerful warrior bride. I'm the one that said it. But God said that the devils tremble at my happy little giggle. He goes, your silly little giggle scares all of hell. That's what he told me.
Amen.
Believe it. I believe it.
We're laughing.
Katie, the show is all... Can you guys believe Katie would hold
giggle,
the show up for this
giggle
long?
Whore?
What'd Judy say?
Let's do a creepy giggle roar.
Darth Vader's around.
Like laughing.
A creepy laugh. Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah, everybody do a creepy laugh.
Katie, you're holding up our entire show. As a leader of this church, you are to call in and proclaim that you are a warrior bride and roar. As a leader of this church, you are to
get it together. Katie, we're all waiting. Come on now. We need a Barbie princess roar.
Okay? Yeah, Rose, that's awesome.
Come on, Katie.
I heard her scream. She screamed on the phone to me before. I know she can do it.
That's, thank you, Luke. This is the first time I've heard Luke really back me on this one, so thank you, brother.
Wow.
Oh, Katie.
Katie.
Maybe we need to call Katie from
the show. Katie. Yeah,
yeah,
Katie.
Kitty.
Call her.
I am. I got to figure out her number first. It's in my phone. I got 3,000 contacts.
I can call her. I can call her.
What's?
Go
you
for
can't
it.
Call, oh, yeah, because you can just three-way it.
Dude, I can do, like, eight-way conversations. Okay.
Wow.
I can do 12-way.
Woo. You're better than him.
Whatever Luke says, I just add to it. I just, first liar never had this chance. Wait, okay, Luke's going to call her so he can hear us, but we can't hear him right now.
You know what's weird, Justin? She's out of chat. Maybe she actually had to go somewhere.
I don't care. She's got her phone with her. She's not getting out that easy. You don't get to go, oh, I got to go to the bathroom and, like, bounce out of here when everybody says you have to call in and roar.
She ignored me.
Uh-oh.
Yep, Rose got it right. No roar, no iPad.
You know, Bill needs to call in the chat room. Bill needs to call in. Bill.
Yeah, we need to hear from Josh Barnes. Tell you what, everybody that hasn't called in needs to call in and do this. Gemma, I see you in there. I see you hanging back there. So you need to say it. Powerful warrior bride, and Jesus forgave me all my sins. All my sins are washed away. Roar. But we're going to do communion real quick.
Jason,
I won't want to
waste
his time.
Why don't you roar? You haven't heard Jason roar.
Oh, because I'm too insecure to do it.
No
excuse.
So, I am a powerful warrior bride, and Jesus died for my sins, and they are forgiven. Roar! See, that's
oh,
how you
good
do
for
it.
You. Okay.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Good. Well, I have a voice for it.
It's a teddy bear. It's aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay. Pat, you got a prayer for us for after communion?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When I wrote this, I saw a little white angel flash on the page, so this was from this morning. Oh, Jesus, we are so excited, waiting for your great appearing, the taking away of your bride. So many are receiving messages, dreams, and visions. We cover all with your most precious blood and holy wounds. Free all from the enemy of our salvation. See your blood we have covered over with for these purification and deliverance. See your blood that we have offered for them from the evil one. Deliver them. We thank you. We love you, and for all your gifts, we thank you. Come, Lord Jesus, bring us to you. Do not tarry, our beloved bridegroom. We are yours, and we love you. Amen and amen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I've got someone here that I haven't picked on just yet, and so I'm going to bring him on right away. Hello, Ashley.
You said bring him on.
Whatever. She's a dude.
I was like, yeah.
Hello, Ashley. You got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, I had to unmute my phone.
Hi, honey.
What did she say? Like, Jesus loves me, or, you know, I'm cooking dinner?
Well,
sure.
You're supposed to say you're a powerful warrior bride, and that Jesus has forgiven you for all your sins, and then you have to roar.
I am a powerful warrior bride, and I am forgiven because he died for me.
Good.
He Yes, we
I've
missed
had
it
a dog
my
in
side.
My
face. Yeah, the dogs are going to go nuts now. Just so you know, the roar was a lot better on my end because I could hear her in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for doing a lot better than Luke did.
Well, you know, I'm not a sick cat.
Oh.
Oh, oh, my wife made fun of you.
Just so you guys know, I live with him. He does this to me all day, every day. So I don't feel bad for you.
Hey, lions are cats too, you know.
You know, but different. They got manes and big claws.
I'm a lion cub.
Oh.
All right, we got more roars here. Got more roars here. I'm bringing in here 503. Not Luke 503, a different 503.
All right. Hello? Is this, are we on?
You are on, brother.
Okay, all right. This is going to sound funny. All right, ready? Are you ready?
We're ready.
That was it.
Hello, Bubba Lou.
Is that a monkey?
I don't know what it was.
Monkey?
Yeah, maybe.
Come
I don't
on,
know.
Monkey's roar?
I was like a monkey owl.
You got to give it, brother. You got to say I'm a powerful warrior bride. And you got to
roar.
I'm a powerful warrior bride.
I've never been an actor, but it's pretty good. That's good for me. All right, love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye. You miss you. Bye.
I think we got a couple more. Guys, we got 9 minutes left in the show. This is your day. Proclaim that you're a powerful warrior bride. A lot of people have done this. A lot of people broke out of their shells tonight, and so can you. So, you know
we
what?
Are the rapture retards.
Amen. And this is how you become the rapture retard, stuff like this.
You're publicly proclaiming your retardedness.
Yeah, don't leave it up for anybody to guess. Make them know.
Yeah, when you start meowing in the phone. Or
he better come soon or we're really going to lose it. Oh,
God. Man, I know we've got another person here. That,
yeah.
And you know what, Luke?
You might be a rapture retard.
There's the person
what?
That you told me about that I'm not supposed to unmute, but I'm my unmute is wanting to unmute that caller so they can do the same thing.
All right, that's not my problem.
We just had somebody else just popped in, so this is 580.
Poor soul.
Hello, it's Michelle again.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hey.
You gonna roar?
Are you ready to proclaim that you're a powerful warrior bride and give us a good roar?
Yes. All right. I am a powerful warrior bride. My sins are forgiven.
Good for you.
Whoa.
I was expecting that from Michelle.
Okay.
I was like, is that a real lion?
Amen, Michelle. God bless you. You get a lot of awesomes from the chat room, too. You scared some people. All right, I'm gonna sneak in on this person. I know this person has a personal request for not being unmuted. Hello, 818.
I do too. Full hour with him.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let us eavesdrop on a conversation. The person must have us muted and doesn't know everything that's going on.
That's probably why they told me not to unmute them.
Oh, Luke, you're just, battling with me all night. And you haven't even given us a decent roar. Michelle?
Dude.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Luke has a better roar than that sickly cat meow he gave us earlier?
I think he has better potential.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
We believe
plenty of potential.
When you know.
I can get really loud, but I'm
we'll go
not.
Right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to give Luke a pass because he does live with his folks, and I don't want him to have any unneeded stress from it. But he owes us one.
I'll give you one when I have the opportunity.
Amen. Thank you, Luke, for that. But I tell you what, give Katie a call again because she's back in chat, and we're going to get her to do this. She's not getting out of it. 5 minutes, 44 seconds left in the show. Katie, you're getting on the show, and you're proclaiming you're a warrior bride and roaring. Christine, do you think you got another roar in you? Will we hold off for another roar?
So I got to be the first roar, and I got to give two roars?
Katie, here.
Are you kidding?
Y'all ready?
Yes, Katie, thank God.
Katie?
Listen.
Is she, like, purring?
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
I was trying to do a roar sound effect, y'all. Man.
No, no.
You
use
have
your mouth,
to proclaim
Katie.
That
roar.
You are a powerful warrior bride.
Roar. Roar.
Roar.
You gotta, Katie, you got to proclaim you're a powerful warrior bride.
Roar. There we go, I did it.
She didn't even say she
well,
was a powerful
yeah,
warrior, bro.
It was
impressive. She just roared.
I mean, I think that, I mean, guys, I feel really silly now after hearing hers. I just really feel like
yeah,
I didn't
you guys thought
bring
mine
it.
Was bad? You guys thought mine was bad? Okay.
Carter's on here, too. He has to be right now.
Oh, Carter. Oh, dear.
He's quiet.
I thought he was silent.
Give it to us, Carter.
It's better than Katie's.
Roar.
R-O-A-R.
Apparently you guys have not been paying attention to the show, so I'm going to bring you girls up to speed. You have to proclaim that you are a powerful warrior bride and that Jesus died for your sins and they are forgiven, and then you have to do a roar, a real roar. Now, Luke's got a legitimate excuse. But a lot of people...
I told them, they have my word that I'll give them a roar when I have the opportunity, so...
I was defending you, brother. Calm down.
I know, though, like an idiot, so...
You guys got to deliver here. You got to just... You got to deliver. So, Katie, I'm coming back to you.
I'm a powerful warrior for Christ. I'm a powerful warrior for Christ. Roar!
Ew.
Oh, wow.
I'm forgiven of my sins.
That's too angry, Katie.
Yeah, it seemed like that would seem like real pressure. Let's try it again.
No, God's proud of mine.
Gonna be an LP. Gonna be an LP.
I felt some oppression coming from that roar, Katie. No.
Okay, let's see if Carter can one up her.
Are we still roaring?
Well. I suppose.
Roar.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Carter, you got to say that you're a powerful warrior bride.
What's an example of a good roar? Who has a roar?
You would have been listening to this show. You would be like, oh, that's what they're talking about.
Can I do another animal?
Do a frog.
Frog.
You have to croak.
Ribbit, ribbit.
That's a good one. A roaring frog. Okay.
The show started off really strong, but there at the very end, it just kind of, I don't know, fell off. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Katie happened. Katie and Carter happened. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, Carter, quit being a Debbie Downer. Give us your powerful warrior bride.
Hey, I mean, it had some, you know, oomph to it. I liked it. I mean,
yeah it's intimidating.
I'm like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Scare people.
Yeah, he has like a little meter that he has to fill up, like a little scream meter.
I think I filled it up.
Well, I tell you what, I feel really silly now that Carter and Katie have gone because they just want us up to Saul. I think that tomorrow they're going to have an even better one. I think tomorrow they're going to have an even better one. They just need to tonight to practice. Judy, can you talk to these guys?
Yeah.
Get them on the same page. But you guys got about 40 seconds. The whole thing is about strengthening. The whole thing is about us all being unified together in strength and in love. And I had a lot of fun tonight. At the same time, I think we all grew a little bit. And I think we're all
got a little crazier.
A little more retarded. And yes. Stacy, like Stacy just said, tomorrow we'll be under a big fig tree in heaven. And but I love you guys dearly. The whole family here means a lot to me. We'll be on again at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. I do love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you in the morning.
Okie dokie.